Opera UTEP will be performing The Magic Flute by Mozart, sang in German with English dialogue from April 30th through May 3rd at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium. Today, my guest is Dr. Juan Hector Pereira, Visiting Assistant Professor of Music and Director of Opera UTEP. Welcome, Dr. Pereira.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I was asking you before we started if you were from here, but you come to us from Utah.
Yeah, my family is in Utah. That's where I was raised. That's what I knew for quite a while. And of course, I went on and went to grad school in Michigan.
And then
Here. Yeah. After I graduated, I was fortunate enough to find a job immediately following my studies. And I risked it and I moved out here. And here I am. I've been here for 2 years now.
So I got to ask you, since you're not from here, what's your impression of our lovely community?
Well, it's wonderful. It wants to do great things. Even though it's a smaller town, I mean, there's a lot of culture here. There's El Paso Opera, and there's the wonderful museums downtown, and there's lots of churches that have musical projects and choirs and all kinds of the conservatory is here. You know, we have UTEP Opera that wants to grow and create performances, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
And that's why you're here, to grow the UTEP Opera.
Well, yes, that was the intent. And for all intents and purposes, we wanted to make, you know, music here at UTEP something that stands out. And I think they're trying to do that. The students are just as talented as any other place in the States, in the world. There's huge amounts of talent here. And we're fortunate enough to have most of them, if not all of them, in our production of The Magic Flute. So it's really quite wonderful, that the talent that is here.
So you said your first show was Sweeney Todd?
We did Sweeney Todd last year, and we did it in the Fox Recital Hall. We did kind of a stand-up version of it, not a completely fully staged version, but it was wonderful. It was well-received. There were lots of people that came and enjoyed it, and it was incredibly hard music. Stephen Sondheim is very difficult, but the students rose to the occasion. And we did four really incredible performances. And now, of course, with flute, it's a different kind of difficult.
Right. I mean, you're singing in German.
That's right.
There's that.
That is a huge deal. All the singing is going to be in German. But this style of opera is different than the usual style of opera. This style is called Singspiel. And that means alternating spoken dialogue with singing. And that wasn't normally done in opera. So it makes it very, very interesting. And so what we've done is we've kind of created our own version of the opera and translated it into English. And that's what we'll be doing with the dialogue. And then, of course, we'll be singing in German.
So you have an abridged version. I mean, already, this is a modification on opera.
Yes.
And then you modified the modification.
Yes. Well, our goal was to make it a little more conversational and a little more present day kind of dialogue, because translating things literally kind of oftentimes makes everything sound a little bit more formal. And of course, you know, the opera is a couple hundred years old, you know.
So
I mean, even if we translated it directly, it would seem a little odd to audiences here. So we're changing it up a little bit and making it interesting and applying it to, you know, to today with themes and fantasy that fits today.
And how did you settle on doing the Magic Flute?
You know, I personally chose the Magic Flute because, you know, there's a lot of talent here. Mm-hmm. And the flute was a production that highlighted enough performers that we could cast a lot of people and that we could give a lot of people a time to shine. And, you know, occasionally operas have three or four main characters.
Right.
And that's basically all you hear and see throughout the course of the opera. But Magic Flute has a ton of characters, and all of them have time on stage. All of them have singing time, and many, many students can be highlighted in flute.
That is so cool that you sought out that. You know, I mean, you're right. We've got all this talent. We got to put them all on stage.
I know. We got to use everybody and give everybody a chance. And a lot of the characters in flute are double cast. So two people are playing the same role and alternating nights.
Oh, awesome.
So that means even more people are able to perform.
So they're working hard.
They have been. They have been all semester. We started back at the end of January. And they've been working since then, and we've been putting different elements together, and now we're finally on stage and trying to get acquainted with the stage and adding costumes and light. And all those layers, you know, make it more challenging to remember lines and remember, you know, words and music, but they're putting it together.
Do you sing?
I am a singer by trade. My degrees are all in music, and I was a performer. My heart is in directing, and that's what I love doing. But I am a singer turned director, so I can relate to these students and what they're trying to do.
So, and people that are performers, do you ever have that feeling, you know, you see other people performing, do you ever say, I kind of want to be on stage?
Oh, that's the reason I got into it. I went to New York City. I went to a production of La Traviata at the Met, and I sat there and I thought, I can do that. Well, maybe I can try.
Right, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, so that's why I did it. I love it. There's a rush. But there's also a rush being on this side of production, you know, and being able to direct and see all of the elements that have been in my head kind of come together on stage.
And I guess it's important. I mean, you know, as a director, you know what the performer's feeling when you're asking them to
do absolutely.
Something.
And there's so many different styles of directing. And, you know, some directors want to micromanage every little thing. And I kind of want, you know, the students to kind of explore and find their own ideas and intuition. So that's kind of what I want to do.
And it sounds like that's what you've done by picking a show such as The Magic Flute, where you can have a whole lot of them on stage.
There's a lot of interpretation in flute, and there's a lot of themes, and there's a lot of opportunity for these kids to create their own characterization and make something, you know, larger than life. And that's the whole point of flute. We want it to entertain, and we want to help people love opera because it is kind of a dying art form. And we want people to see how fun it can be when you add fun, more modern elements and make it more conversational and make it more understood to present day.
So let's talk about when you can actually see these shows.
Yes, we actually start next week. Next Thursday, April 30th, is our first performance. And Thursday and Friday, the performances will start at 7:30 in McGoffin Auditorium. Saturday, we have a late show starting at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, we have a matinee. We have a student preview night next Tuesday, the 28th. So any school, if you're a student anywhere, high school, elementary, you're welcome to come. We want to fill McGoffin with students. We want kids to love opera and want them to see an opera.
Well, you know, with your passion and your drive and you're here with our students, I don't see how that's not going to happen.
I hope so. That's the idea.
Great. Well, my guest today has been Dr. Juan Hector Pereira, visiting assistant professor of music and director of Opera UTEP. And we've been talking about their performance of The Magic Flute. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.